Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Transationmon. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure :2020, episode 61, A Place to Return To. I'm May, and I'm joined by my wonderful, fantastic, lovely co-host this evening, morning, day/night. So first up, we have lovely Quinn.
Howdy.
Lovely Evie.
Hello.
And lovely Chloe.
Oh, hi.
And a bit of quick housekeeping before we begin. I was able to get vaccinated for Pfizer a lot. Ooh. Well, not for Pfizer. I'm not vaccinated against Pfizer, but vaccinated against COVID with Pfizer. So I was able to get that vaccine a lot earlier than I originally thought because I was able to become eligible because of my job. So I got vaccinated this weekend, and my side effects are just extreme fatigue from the first shot. So
big mood.
I'm feeling that at the moment. So this one, congratulations. Being the podcast. Yeah, congratulations. I have I think the first shot means I'm 60% covered or something from it.
It's a little complicated, and the short version is definitely get your second shot.
Oh, 100%, mm-hmm. Yes. I've already booked that in, and it's the September 17th, I think?
More talking to the listeners as a biologist. Get your shots, idiots. Mm-hmm.
Yes, if you are eligible and you're able to get your shot, go and get your vaccine. Even if you think that COVID's over, get the vaccine, just as a PSA. So I was able to get it.
Anyway.
And if you're worried about side effects, my side effects are basically I was just really, really, really fatigued, but that is also just me normally, so it might just be me being normal but a little bit worse because of it, I don't know, but it's still a lot better than actually getting actual COVID, so that's a thing. Mm-hmm. So we're basically making this recording a little bit shorter, even though I'm rambling a little bit, and by that I mean I recorded the synopsis portion of the podcast before recording this part of the podcast, and I'll just sort of slide that in to the edited version, which means that the main part that the group of us, the four of us, will be discussing is the discussion part. The synopsis is just me rambling for like 6 minutes about the synopsis. So yeah, it'll just be me alone. So that's just a quick little thing that I thought I'd mention, because otherwise you're probably wondering, why is May just talking over everyone? Why can I not hear anyone else? That's because it was just me, and it was a few hours ago.
Look, you're the only man on the podcast. Also, sometimes you just gotta talk over everyone.
I had to mansplain the entire episode where Eldoradimon gets a rocket up his bum, I guess, and some physics happened again. But that's what happened. And another bit of housekeeping is that Anime Lab just didn't upload this week's episode. I'm worried it's going to be a Hulu thing where Hulu only had rights for episodes 1 to 49. Anime Lab did not upload episode 61. So I had to get that elsewhere because Crunchyroll still has it, obviously. And Anime Lab Crunchyroll has been bought by Funimation, but Funimation Australia did not have, it does not have any Digimon on it at the moment. So yeah, I hope that Anime Lab puts some Digimon on, because otherwise I have to double dip in subscriptions. I just have a trial at the moment. But yeah, so that was a bit of housekeeping before the synopsis where I just talked to myself for a few minutes. Alright, so it's time for the quick synopsis time with a very sleepy May. So the episode starts up, and of course we have a record time to Taichi, with Taichi and Agumon showing up in the first 10 seconds of the episode. And before we even get into seeing Takeru or anybody else, we see Taichi. So Taichi and Agumon discover Eldoradimon climbing up a mountain. Leomon is also there. Then we see Takeru and Patamon, and they're helping Eldoradimon climb up the mountain, but basically just get crushed to their deaths instead. But that doesn't happen. So we learn that Hikari remained in the forest, so he and Patamon followed the arrow on his Digivice, and found out that Eldoradimon got stuck trying to climb because he wants to return home to Cloud Continent. Komodomon then shows up with some rope, and then we learn that there are Digimon that lost their homes because of the battle with Millenniumon, because we're deciding to reference that, because otherwise it seems a little bit pointless, and we're trying to remember that that existed. Anyway, so Lotmon's trying to find them a new home, and we have the Digimon not having much faith in Takeru and Patamon helping them because he's just a small boy. Taichi and Agumon decide to help too because they want to be relevant. Liamon then realizes that Gravimon is floating around being badly animated and talks to him, but Gravimon doesn't really reply. And yes, I did call Gravimon Splashmon in the recording last time. I realized after recording that it was actually Gravimon, not Splashmon. I also uploaded a meme to the Twitters, which is from The Office, since this is the same image, and it's Gravimon and Splashmon. You had to be there. It was hilarious. Anyway, so Agumon evolves to Greymon to set Eldoradimon on fire or something, because that'll help. And then Liamon helps out too. So I'm just sitting here thinking, are they putting a literal rocket up Eldoradimon's bum to get him moving? I don't know what their idea is. Being rockets, I guess. I don't know. I feel like every time Eldoradimon shows up, he decides to reinvent physics. I don't know. Anyway, so Patamon evolves to Angemon, and we've just completely forgotten that Pegasusmon exists. And then we have Greymon evolving to Metal Greymon straight after, which is kind of weird because Angemon has like a half evolution, and then we have like Greymon evolving to Metal Greymon in his weird stock footage animation. It's kind of out of place. So we then have an Elecmon looking mad, but then joining in. And we have, more importantly, Nisedramonjimon showing up in this episode. And this episode has a pretty great cast of this random Digimon that you wouldn't expect to see. Like, a lot of recolors like Dakunamon and Shamanmon. We just get a nice cast of characters here, which is always a positive that I see in Digimon Adventure Colon, is the different Digimon they have showing up that I wouldn't expect to see showing up otherwise. So suddenly we have other Digimon showing up to help, and then Gravimon picks up Takeru and asks why he doesn't just give up, and how then we find out that Gravimon feels bad about how he has no home to return to like the other Digimon, and how Eldoradimon does. And then Takeru says that he has a home that he wants to return to, but he also has a time that he wants to return to, but he can't. And we get sort of this flashback of, well, it's like a static image flashback of him hanging out with his parents and Yamato. Eldoradimon then makes it to the top of the mountain, but the ground breaks under his weight, and then we have them falling to their death again, but Eldoradimon and Takeru are both saved by Gravimon, and it's kind of weird. Gravimon's been around since the start of the episode, but he only now gets a name card. Angemon then evolves to Holy Angemon, and we get a silhouette of Seraphimon. And it's just kind of funny that, like, the idea of this episode is just, have you ever just hoped so hard you just break physics for a second and then a giant land turtle flies away? Because that's what happened in this episode. Takeru then gets his crest above his Digivice, and Taichi wonders if it was even a point at all. No, that's not what he wonders. He wonders if the Digivice isn't pointing towards a location. And I'm like, okay, cool. Care to elaborate? Nope. Alright, we're good then. And then the episode ends, and we learn about Gravimon in the encyclopedia. Koshiro says that he would carry Kabuterimon on his shoulders if he could make him lighter, which, that's a fair point. I probably would too. That'd be kind of cool, but I think I'd like to see that. And then we have Shikomon next week, who, of course, is Angemon Amadimon's Jogress from 02. So he's going to be the Mon of the Week next time. So that's the thing. And then I guess we can move on to the synopsis. No, not the synopsis. We can move on to the discussion with the rest of the group. See you then in the future, but also, for me, a few hours, for you, 30 seconds. Or not even, like 1 second. Or maybe 30 seconds now, because I haven't stopped talking. Alright, let's go on with the discussion. I'm very tired. Alright, so now that I have been alone and discussed the synopsis on my own, we will now discuss the discussions, but as a group. What were our highlights, or do we have any miscellaneous thoughts before we jump into highlights so we want to get out of the way, because I rambled for 6 minutes.
I have an opinion on a thing that happened. Ooh. The animation of Takeru dusting off Patamon, what was that?
I don't know. It was weird. There was some weird
three times.
Yeah, there was some weird reusing of animation, like the tugging of Eldoradimon by the different groups of Digimon was just constantly reused in different shots.
Yep.
It was well animated in those shots, but it felt kind of weird that we were just reusing it over and over again and not changing it at all.
On the flip side of the well-animated shots, there were a lot of shots of people standing just stock still while allegedly pulling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was definitely reused. But there were some parts that looked pretty, and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, my main favorite part of the episode was the fact we just got to see, and I guess dipping into highlights a little bit, all these really great Digimon cameos, like mm-hmm. Nisei Jumojimon, I love you so much, you little moustache friend. And Japanese fact of the week, Nisei means fake, so he's fake Jumojimon.
Oh, uh-huh. That's so good.
Incredible. He's the imposter.
He's the imposter because he has a moustache.
Uh-huh.
I love him so much. But yeah, it's just really nice to see Bender all these Digimon.
Is the evil Bender?
And that was the weekly Futurama reference, I think.
Yep.
Thereabouts.
Yeah, and there was also Delumon, also great to see. There was Kakuamon. It was just really nice to see all these Digimon, and I was just really happy to see those Digimon. And also, what was with that little, like, hand grip that Elecmon does that, like, looks like, I can't remember if it's from Arthur or The Simpsons, where the character's just Arthur. Gripping.
It's from Arthur.
Okay, it's Arthur. Okay, cool. Because, like, I always thought it was Arthur, but then someone once said it was from The Simpsons, and then that kind of, like, broke me a little
bit. I mean, The Simpsons did the meme at some point, but
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was definitely originally okay. Arthur.
Oh, cool. Relieved. But yeah, like, what was with that little group? Like, is that a reference to the meme?
I don't think so. I think the meme is not actually a completely uncommon thing of just clenching fists to show anger and or determination.
Yep.
It's just really funny that it showed up in Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, I also want to address the weirdness of, like, I don't get the physics in this episode. Like, Eldoradimon shows up and just breaks physics, like, every single time Eldoradimon shows up.
Yeah.
Because we just have, like, Greymon and Leomon, I guess, acting as rockets.
Yep.
But I don't know, like, Greymon is floating?
I think he's supposed to be pushed back against the wall by his, like...
Yeah, they are duo-kenning and... Nova Blasting or whatever hard enough to be pushed into the back of Eldoradimon and then acting as booster rockets like they definitely have always been able to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But it just looks like someone's having a bad time after a particularly spicy meal.
Yeah,
like
just,
in both shots.
That's all that happens.
Yeah, like Eldoradimon is pooping fire,
yeah.
And then we just have, like, Greymon and Leomon just exploding fire. Like, I just really would like to know, all the physics in this episode, like, points to no, like...
Well, more to the point, I guess we're suggesting that every time Greymon uses Nova Blast, he's producing enough Delta V to move a small rocket ship.
Mm-hmm.
A fairly large rocket ship. Greymon is a super heavy, is I guess what I'm getting across here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sitting here still not understanding the physics.
It's Digimon, you're not supposed to.
They change by
the minute. Like...
Yeah, they are whatever some artist thought would be convenient. And then also Gravimon was there to just stand around not solving the problem.
Until the end, when he finally just jumped in and saved the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And like, speaking of the end... We have, like, Eldoradimon flying off, but he's got the power of Gravimon, because he's glowing purple, which makes him float. But he also has wings, so what are the points of the stupid wings that he just flaps and flies away with wings when Gravimon could have probably just used his powers on his own?
Oh, yeah.
Just 100%.
Takaru's helping.
And to have Takaru help, yeah.
It feels so weird, and I get that, like, Takaru uses his hope to make everybody inspired to also help out, but...
It didn't have to be quite that literal.
Speaking of wonky physics, though, in this episode, no soft landings for Eldoradimon.
Right?
They just dropped him in the middle of the air, and then he just lands light as a feather with no issue.
There should be a massive crater.
Yeah, there are just some weird physics in this, and I feel like Eldoradimon just breaks physics every time he shows up.
I mean, absolutely. Like, I wish that they would just stop, especially because, God, do I not care about this one particular Digimon wanting to go home.
But he's a friend.
Eldoradimon was bad. Like, he was on the side of bad, and Takaru was just like, saw his eyeball, and was just like, I need to free you.
I think we're supposed to take away from the whole, you know, lake of corruption and all that, that Eldoradimon wasn't doing it intentionally.
Yeah, he was enslaved.
And that's another point. Why why doesn't he get any, like, effects from being, you know, in the Lake of Corruption? Like, shouldn't he, like, Angemon was in the Lake of Corruption as an egg for, like, 5 seconds and grew a Devimon personality or something. Why does Eldoradimon not all of a sudden just turn around and just explode some baby Digimon or something? I mean, why is there no evil personality?
Taichi and Yamato literally got covered in this stuff and they got upgrades. That's the power of fake news, apparently.
Fake news, yeah. Constantly. All the time. But, like, because the sad thing is, I really did like that miasma corruption angle that they were going for.
Oh, it was kind of neat until they dropped it and turned it into a power upgrade, except for Takaru, who briefly lost a thing, except also just got an alternate form.
Like, I mean, I liked the fact that we had, like, we addressed it and had, oh, Devimon was just a corrupted version of Angemon. Like, that was cool. I wish we'd gone through that a little bit more, and I actually did like the fact that the miasma did give them a sort of corruption upgrade, because we got some, like, pretty, especially with Metal Greymon's case, where he just lost an arm and then it just became a gun. Like, I still feel that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I'm still really, really mad that Sora didn't get one, so that Sora have anything this season.
I mean, I wish we had more alternate evolutions in general. Like, I'm really happy that we got Pegasusmon, and I'm really happy we got Ponchomon, but yeah. I really kind of wish we got more. Like, it just would be cool to see other split evolutions.
Definitely. And once again, just all the good stuff went to Taichi, because he had to be in every episode.
This is probably the most egregious difference between animation, evolution animations, at least in the early episode.
Yeah, the moving up to Angemon and Greymon, it's just like Angemon gets a kind of nice,
Angemon comes out of a circle in the ground, which was, you know, better than, you know, going underground and then popping out of water. But, you know, then Metal Greymon gets the full CGI sequence.
It takes four times as long. Taichi also got to start off the episode, and so it's just like, wait, is this a Taichi? No? Okay, it's actually, okay.
Was that the quickest time to Taichi that we've had?
I mean, I think it's like first frame literally opened on him, yeah.
Also, like, I don't understand, like, does he just randomly just leave the last group that he was with? Because I'm pretty sure, like, he was still hanging out with, like, Koshiro at the end.
Yeah, he just follows the arrow whenever.
Oh, no, and then he was hanging out with, at the very end of the Joe episode, I think, right?
He was.
And then, and then he's all of a sudden in a completely different terrain. Like, that was a grassy island that they were brought to, and now he's in an earthy terrain?
It's fine.
Like,
He took Commandomon?
He hacked the digital world to make copies of himself to go and help everyone.
Yeah, we literally saw the copies.
I mean, I liked that theory. Like, if Algumon actually had just made Taichi copies that were just showing up randomly throughout the plot, I would really like that.
Oh my god, if most of the Taichis we've seen the last 20 episodes were just copies and no one could tell.
Please.
And that's why they're so bland, because they're just like, what if the original Taichi from, like, episode 1 actually was kidnapped by Algumon?
Please.
Like, the one that we cared about, the Taichi at the very, very start, who seemed like a pretty cool kid and just wanted to make friends with everyone and was just adopting friends. Like, remember how much we loved, and I guess, Chloe, I'm sorry, you probably don't remember this because you didn't see this, but, like, Taichi met Koshiro and immediately was, you're my friend. And then he met Yamato, who didn't seem like he wanted friends, and was like, you're my friend too. He was just collecting friends. And I miss that.
Boy. He also used to fight Digimon with chunks of rebar.
Yeah, and he would fight them. Like, he'd want, yeah, he'd punch them. He'd put his gloves on and then he'd punch them. Like, that was pretty cool. Like, I kind of miss that Taichi. So if Algumon actually did just steal him, like, somewhere during episode 3's Omegamon fight, I'd be totally down to clown with that idea, but I'm easily impressed by very little. As soon as Digimon does something that is even slightly good, I'd be down for that.
But then I need Atogumi to just be Taichi's personality crisis as he realizes he was replaced for 60 episodes and no one could tell, including his own sister.
Wait, I was eaten? Or maybe he really did get eaten.
He got eaten, and the rest has all been coma fantasy. We're gonna gonna Dallas it.
Yep. I'm here for that. But, I guess so, like, any highlights?
Patamon is cute.
Patamon is pretty cute.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for... I know I already said it, but I'm definitely here for Nisei Dramochimon just, like, existing in, like, something. Just makes me happy.
The little bat thing from Frontier was cool. I can't remember the name, though.
I couldn't remember the little bat thing's name either.
Screaming Slugmon and Brain Slugmon were pretty cool.
Yep.
Oh, Numemon and Karatsuki Numemon, I think it's called.
Yeah. Snail Numemon was pretty cute.
In the English version, it's Shell Numemon.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But lastly, yeah. My hair looks like Gravimon's hair on days that are humid and windy.
Mood. And also, I liked Gravimon showing up. Was surprised that he turned out just to be kind of salty that he doesn't have a place to return to.
I will say, I did have a fairly major highlight about this episode, which is that I think it might be, it's definitely the only one this season and possibly ever where there's just no fighting in this entire episode.
Mm. The Ho-Omon episode.
Was there no fighting in
that? That was just...
No, that was a volcano, I guess.
But that was a natural disaster.
That's fair.
Okay.
The fight against climate change is real.
Yeah, good point.
At least it's one of few, then.
Yeah. There are not a lot, and I liked this one more in that respect than I did the Ho-Omon episode, which I'm...
Yeah.
I remember Ho-Oh showing up, but I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure I'm not remembering that episode of Pokemon.
That is fair. What, the first episode of Pokemon?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that is fair. But, I mean, all my highlights are just involving the Digimon that just showed up.
Mm-hmm. Like, there were a lot of good cameos. Because Dracomon's also in it. But, you know, they didn't have to move for more than about 6 frames, so...
Oh, no. Also, there was, like, extremely detailed, like, shots of Angemon and Leomon at various points. Like, extremely detailed.
They were pretty horny for Leomon.
Oh, Leomon didn't die again.
Right. Leomon continues to be alive. Leomon's gonna die in Otogumi.
Probably. Or maybe he just... I still feel like he just dies off screen.
No, they're gonna kill him in the behind-the-scenes segment that comes after the series is done.
Yeah, Otogumi.
Did they even give us a, hey, Eldoradimon survived somehow?
Or literally somehow.
They did say literally.
Literally
they
somehow.
They said we survived somehow.
Like this episode?
Yep.
No, a couple episodes back.
I remember a couple episodes back, but I thought we were going to get a little bit more explanation. Yeah, no. Specifically the bit.
No. We survived somehow. No. What more did you need?
That was it.
Shame on me for no further explanation. Another crumb.
No. I'm still waiting to hear about the Great Catastrophe because this is episode 61 out of 66.
Yep, also, I'm really unclear on why you can climb a hill up to a new continent.
The continent crashed? I think it's... Yeah, it kind of crashed in the Metal Mamimon episode.
But still, the fact that it was up there and then it crashed, like, this climbing up to a different continent still doesn't make any sense.
It's physics. They don't do physics in this episode that well.
Get Gravimon to put the continent back in the sky.
Yeah, but then he would act. That would make sense.
We finally acknowledged that the divorce happened, sort of.
But they didn't. And this is another point. Have they actually ever said that there's a divorce that happened, or they've just hinted at it real strong?
This was very strongly hinted at, but we didn't use the word. Mm-hmm. But like, I also really wish we were not doing a fairly large reveal if this is your first series of Digimon that was like episode 2 of the original.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if I would have, if I was like, an 8-year-old or like the target audience or something and I hadn't seen the original adventure, I wonder if I would have had any inkling about them having a divorce from this episode or any of the previous episodes, and I don't think it's that obvious. Like, in the original adventure, they just straight up say it, and yes, it's very early on, so it's not really a big reveal, like what I think this show is trying to make it, which is kind of weird. Like, they kind of just say straight off the bat, we're divorced, or in the English dub,
I feel like
they're half-brothers for some reason.
If I didn't already know, at least would have gotten me pretty close. I want to go back to a time that doesn't really exist anymore. Picture of all four of us together.
Yeah, but one of them could have died, or he could just be referring to, like, going to a theme park.
The theme park was shut down. I can't go back.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Like, as a kid, like, you kind of want to go back to, like, or maybe he just meant being, like, a little bit younger. Like, maybe he really hates primary school and he remembers being not in primary school.
I love the idea.
Look, I'm not saying that there aren't some other possibilities. If Mom had died, that would have been... And, like, maybe that's what we're doing. But,
I love the idea of Takaru, the youngest member of the group.
sad in a way that, you know, just weird slow burn reveal of divorce is not, I guess, but...
Yeah, like, I mean, it's not like you're adopted Kotaro as a reveal. It's kind of just like, it's just like, okay, the parents are divorced. All right, well, why didn't you tell us that earlier?
I just love the idea of Takaru, the youngest member of the group, pining for his lost youth.
Yeah, I like that too. Well, when you're young, you think that you're grown up, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you grow up and you realize, God, I was stupid.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure 18-year-olds are, like, babies to me now. Like, I see an 18-year-old and I go, you're a baby! Uh-huh. Like, they look so young.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I remember being a kid and, like, I remember being in prep, so that's, like, 5 to 6 years old, and looking up at, like, year sixes who are, like, 12 and thinking, that is an adult. And then, like, now I can't probably tell the difference between, like, a 12-year-old and a 5-year-old. Like, they all look very young to me. But, yeah, any other highlights?
Michelangelo's cool, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we got the Seraphimon silhouette.
That was
Seraphimon all right. Isn't cool, though, so whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a Godramon fan, so, yeah. I like the big dragon friends. Are we ready for lowlights?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my main lowlight is, why is this episode 61? This is kind of like, I feel like this could have happened back when we were all having our silhouettes, like,
yep.
20 episodes ago.
Yep.
Like, it makes little sense being episode 61 when we have, like, a great catastrophe to finally address.
Yeah, well, and...
And, yeah.
I really am mad that we got the fake out with the opening where they were like, we're searching for a power to avert the great catastrophe. I'm like, we are? Is that what we're doing?
It's the crests. They're gonna do magic. That's
but
the whole
idea
thing.
That we're doing anything with a purpose is a hard sell for me at this point.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I read the upcoming episode synopsis, and I won't say what they are, but they're available on the internet if anyone wants to read them. And I'm not excited by any of them. Like, previously we've had a couple of each time there's been, like, you know, one or two episodes that I've been like, oh yeah, I'm really excited about this one. This time it's just, I'm not particularly looking forward to any of the synopsises by how they sound. They don't sound, there's a few Digimon I'm excited to see, but besides that, I'm not looking forward to any of them, and that's kind of a shame.
Mm.
And I guess that's not really a low light for this episode, but in general it's just like, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that more episodes are good, but yep. This episode was just kind of like, why are we still doing this?
I'm really hoping we have a different creative team for Ghost Game.
Yeah. This episode just felt really generic. It was like, hey, yeah, okay, it's the generic, if you set your mind to something, you can accomplish it one. Except, like, the message was just terrible. Because the message is, smash your head against a wall for days until Tai Chi shows up and helps you unlock your power to solve the problem.
That's this series, though. Basically, wait until Tai Chi shows up and then you'll, like, be able to win.
Yep.
Even if he does very little.
So dumb.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally all Tai Chi did was show up and, despite not having the power of hope, get everyone to, you know, believe in Takaru. Like,
he got to act as the second person, you know, dancing and then, you know, got everyone else dancing too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we solved the problem of that town in Footloose.
Yep.
Hooray.
Yep.
Any other lowlights?
The way Angemon was carrying Takaru after he, was dropped by Gravimon was, like, deeply uncomfortable. He was just, like, holding him, but close. And I was just like, ugh, I don't know about this.
I mean, is he even supporting, like, his lower body's weight?
I don't think, like, he was. Wouldn't, like, his legs just be breaking? Really uncomfortable.
Yeah, that you're just really supporting your entire weight from his shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, wouldn't that, like, dislocate your shoulders horrifically?
Also, he looks like he's, you know, in mid-process of giving him shaken baby syndrome.
I thought he was in mid-confession, honestly. He looked like he was gripping his shoulders like, I have something important to tell you.
You're adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, wrong kid. Drop.
Yep.
And I am still mad about how the entire plot hinged on getting Gravimon to stop choosing not to, like...
Yep.
Yeah, and just because you don't get to go home.
I can't go home, so no one else can either. Bullshit. I was like, come on, dude.
You worked your way up to being a Mega Digimon, but you never grew up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, that kind of felt weird.
I'm also mad that like, they, he's just being no salty. Decided to, you know, like, try a more efficient solution than just push him up the hill.
They also tried pulling.
The solution was to do both in the end, I guess.
Yeah.
You must both pull and push.
This really should have been a Koshiro shows up and teaches you how to build a crane episode.
Yeah. Or, like, anybody looks at the man who's just floating in the middle of the air with, like, floating rocks around and says, hey, do you want to just help?
I mean, like, in fairness, someone did. And he said, nah, I'm good, fam.
I mean, I feel like he wasn't, like, explicitly kind of asked. They just kind of assumed he was saying no because he was just standing there. Maybe he was just being polite and didn't, like,
someone
I won't join in.
Someone like, asked him and he just walked away. I don't remember specifically what they said, but he just walked away.
No, I think, yeah, Liamon came up and said, hey, I know you, you're Gravimon. And Gravimon was just like, peace out.
Yeah, but later they had like, a real gay moment, so I'm down for it.
They kind of did.
Yeah, my new OTP is just Gravimon and Liamon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like Gravimon. I know that, like, I thought he was Splashmon because, like, I mean, I made a tweet about it as soon as I realized that it was Gravimon, not Splashmon. But they look very similar, these two.
That's fair. Gravimon looked cool. I will say, you know, the whole huddled with your arms around yourself looks a lot less cool than you think it does, buddy.
Yeah. He kind of just looks like he's in a,
Well, they sort of give that impression, but then later, no, it turns out the claw... Yeah, those are just his arms, and then he can just use them as arms when he feels like, I guess.
Oh, yeah, like, that's what's called. Does he look like he's in a straitjacket, or is it just me?
He sure does. And it turns out, no, he's just really uncomfortable and huddled into a corner.
Mm. What a mood. I mean, I get it, but... Me at parties becomes Gravimon.
You can't then also act like you're a badass while you do it. That's all I'm saying.
He would definitely wear, like, baggy pants and a wallet chain.
Yep. Gonna see him at the Gathering
of the
Juggalos.
That's the feel I'm getting. Mm-hmm. Yep, 100%. Like, I'm pretty sure I went to university with this Digimon. Like, that was the fashion when I went to university, was just, like, baggy pants and wallet chains came back for a second.
Oh, I went to high school,
like,
with
what?
This Digimon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I've seen this Digimon.
We must have been, like, a little bit behind in the wallet chain coming back into fashion phase, which was, like, it was a lot. It was, like, the first year of university. It was just back, and I was just like, all right, everyone just stop, please. It's 2012. Y'all, please do not do that. But, yeah, it was a thing.
Yep. Yeah, the specific person I'm thinking of also, pretended to not be able to afford new glasses, and the only prescription pair he had that still worked was these sunglasses, and that's why he's always wearing sunglasses indoors. And I'm like, wow.
Are you
shut up, Gravimon.
Was that a vampire? That sounds like something a vampire would say.
It was just something an edgelord would say. He was just Chunibyo.
He didn't want to see people see how bloodshot his eyes were, probably.
Probably.
From being Gravimon.
But he was also really into LARP, so...
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, why does that not surprise me?
Right?
Not cool enough to smoke.
Like, you didn't even have to say that. I was already picturing this person. Yeah, I definitely went to university with Gravimon.
Yep.
Anyway, favorite characters? Mine was no surprise. Nisei Drumogimon, my best friend. Drumogimon, but with a moustache. I love him. Mm. Evie, who is your favorite?
Yes.
Patamon?
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah.
I win, but that is also fair. Patamon is good. Quinn?
I'm gonna let Chloe go first.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
Chloe?
I mean, it's a tie between Screaming Slugmon and Brain Slugmon.
Somebody actually likes Numamon. That makes me happy.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Shell Numamon, who looked really adorable, particularly in the emoji.
The new server emoji.
Oh, yes. Oh yeah, we now have a new emoji on the Lost in Translation on Discord server. It's Shell Numamon just making the YouTube face, which is what I'm calling it, the YouTube face.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of rating, I will let everyone else rate this episode first. So, Evie, what did you rate it?
I'll give it a 2.5. It was fine.
Yep. And Quinn?
A 2. It was fine-ish.
Yep. And Shaloi?
Mm-hmm. 2.5 as well. Middle of the road. Not bad. There were some things that were fine, but, like, I just didn't care about anything that happened.
That is fair. I gave this episode a 1. because I just did not care. Because, I mean, I probably would have cared if it was like 20 episodes ago in the we're all getting filler and silhouette arc sort of thing that was going on. But because this is episode 61 and there's 66 episodes in the whole season, kind of out of place. Yeah, like, I'm kind of like...
We're going to get Apocalypse, I mean, it's going to take two episodes, hooray.
Like, it. We have 62, 63, 64, 65, and 66, and then we're done. Like, that feels... It just feels like... I'm not sure where we're going to go. We don't know anything more about the Great Catastrophe. And, yeah, I'm getting definite, like...
We're still getting arrows from just somebody. Remember in Frontier when it turned out, you know, there was a very specific character involved? And nope, we just get arrows from nowhere that tell Tai Chi exactly where he needs to be, so that no one needs to have thought about anything.
I mean, we do have Tai Chi, like, in this episode, wonder if it's not just pointing to a location. I'm just like,
pretty sure it is. Well, I mean, it's probably pointing to specific people more than locations.
It's pointing to plot points, but those are usually centered around a who, what, when, and where, and why sort of thing. But it's a location, I guess, still kind of covers it because they are people at a location and it's pointing towards that. It's pointing towards plot, basically. It is a plot arrow. So that means that this episode gets a combined score of 5.5, which do we have any other 5.5s? I'm going to do a quick F5. We don't have any other 5.5s, so that is a unique score, which means if I find an overall score of 6, like, we have lots of those, so episode 57 and episode 47, and the episode 53, what was episode 53? Episode 53 was a 6.6.6, so under that one, episode 51.
Oh, I probably caused that.
Yeah, I'm glad that happened. 6.5... I feel like we don't know how to count, because I feel like some of these episodes have definitely, like, the ranking has, maybe that's my fault, probably my fault. What episode 50 get? 6.5? Episode 25, which was the time we decided to break physics, got a 3.5. Alright, so, and what is episode 18?
The other time we decided to break physics, anyway.
Yeah, it's always breaking physics. Okay, so it's above episode 18, 25, and 30, which means it is in 58th place, which is fourth from the bottom, which actually lines up with my own ranking, which is also in 58th place, which is fourth from the bottom. Evie, where are we putting it in your ranking?
It's going to go in 44th place.
44th place. So that would be... under episode 29 and above episode 16. So below episode 29, Escape the Burning Jungle, and above 16, which is the Jet Black Shadow involves Tokyo. No, invades Tokyo. Quinn, where are we putting it in your ranking?
I am putting it above Gecko Hot Springs Revolt because it is still better than Rapist Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at least Rapist Mom wasn't in this episode.
Thank God.
So we sort of have it all in, like, the bottom chunk, which is kind of sad because it's... We remember how every few episodes we're like, hey, if the episodes keep on, like, going at this, we can have a good show. And lately, like, the episodes have just been hanging out in the bottom of our ranking, which is kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's the season for you. Do we have any miscellaneous thoughts before I go on to YouTube comments?
Nope. It's 4:45 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. It's almost my bedtime, even though it's 7:46 and we're usually it's still long going into this podcast. Usually by this time, I am ready for bed. So let's do the YouTube comments reading and see if I remember how to read, which is always fun. I'm looking forward to the outro. Probably should have recorded that before as well, but oh well. Future my problem. First up, we have Grey Tanuki, who says that seeing Olegmon in the episode really hit home, how much Cross Wars DNA is in the series, including behind the scene. It was cool to see Olegmon, and they've always liked when a Digimon shows up in a different series, but retains a certain aspect of the other character, with Olegmon being very devoted to their crew or earlier in the series with Ogamon and Rebellimon. The episode also continued the series being pretty good with Joe overall, giving him that awesome hero scene with the Wincept coat. Yeah, I loved the coat scene. That was still, like, one of my favourite parts of that episode. I think it actually was my favourite part of the episode, now I think about it.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, Chloe chose the jacket as her favorite character. So that is fair. Next, we have Ray of Truth, who says that they'd definitely say the Japanese version of 02 is better than Colon on the basis that it has any amount of character depth that doesn't completely disappear within 5 episodes. Dub 02 is another story because no one in Colon is nearly as annoying as Dub Davis. And I would disagree because the dubbed 02 actually keeps on, like, mentioning, like, sort of weird graphics and animation choices. Like, they're surrounded by Digimon. I know I give this
to watch.
Yeah, it is great because they'll be like surrounded and it'll be like a dramatic like pause scene, but in the dub they'll have like Davis say, why aren't they attacking? Why are they just sort of standing around? Because it's been like this dramatic scene and it's I kind of appreciate that. But no, I do see that point of like 02 does have characters and I would not say that Colon necessarily has characters, or at least at the moment. It has had characters at some points, but not a consistent flow of characters.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have Ninja Fox, who says the episode was a lot better than they were expecting after the previous Joe-focused ep, which was a low point of the series. Having not seen Cross Wars, they weren't familiar with Olegmon, but they ended up really liking him as a character. He had a lot of personality. They thought that it ended Joe's quest of wanting to be acknowledged as a leader as well, even if it was by the Digimon that he had befriended and not as leader of the Digidestin like he wanted. I agree that Mimi appearing scared was out of character, but they like to think there was a moment off screen where Palmon asked Mimi about it, and Mimi said she did it to help Joe out. And yeah, that would have probably fixed a lot of points about the last episode, because it felt like they were just setting Mimi back just so Joe could have a character, but it seemed so out of character for her.
Uh-huh.
It was weird.
Like, there was never a point in any season where Mimi would have done that, and it pissed me off.
Or maybe at the very start of Original Adventure, but not for much longer. Like, she was always like, she's in this series, it's been Queen Mimi, even from the start. So it was kind of weird. Ninja Fox then says that Ty appearing for less than 30 seconds at the end was pointless. They like Ty, but they could be handling his appearance in each episode so much better. For example, if we saw him helping Izzy back at the Tree of Knowledge, or back at Digimon School with Barbamon whilst Mimi was away. For whatever reason, he clearly has to be in every episode, but by having him wandering around like he's bumping into the others, which he is clearly not expecting to do, makes him appear lost and have no idea where he's going. And, like, I feel like it's just the Digivice which is pointing him in each plot direction, but it just, I don't know.
That he has not figured out yet that he's going from person to person is just honestly bewildering.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as the Digivice pointing arrow thing happened, like, episodes ago, I think I even said, oh gosh, this is going to just have each character go to plot, and then because Tai Chi is just going everywhere, he just gets to show up where he wants, and I was right, and I'm so mad that I was right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think anyone thought you were wrong, we just hoped that you would be.
Hoped. Yeah, we just hoped really, really hard, but instead of having a flying giant land turtle, we just had flying poo poo. I would have been able to carry that much better if I wasn't as tired, but you get what I mean. Next up, we have TGS, who says that the episode got a 4 out of 5 for them, similar to last week with their issues, but overall they enjoyed it. They've warmed up to Joe in the series, but they weren't a huge fan of them in the original, in the English dub. Similar, they weren't a huge fan of Vikemon before as Gomon's Megaform, but this episode made them like them better. They're also pretty sure that Zudamon got his teeth cracked off, as you see bits of them flying away during the battle, and they never showed Zudamon's lower face after. The statue was neat to see what Barbamon looked like young, and they liked the nod to Mimi and Go's Gekkomon group in the original. They also agree that Soundbirdmon should have been corrupting the natures of both Shogun Gekkomon and Olegmon, similar to Dadamon. And yeah, why do we just keep on bringing up the Soundbirdmon and then not bringing them up? Like, they keep on showing up and then not showing up, and just, it's weird. Like, they've been around since the start, but also I keep on forgetting that they exist. And not in, like, a good way of like, oh yeah, of course, the Soundbirdmon. It's kind of like, oh, okay, the Soundbirdmon. Like, just please, show, make up your mind. Then, lastly, we have Little Red Riding Hood, who says their prediction for the finale of the show is that we'll get a 02-style illusion dream world scenario, then they'll get an episode or two, if we're lucky, where we will rapid-fire through the backstory and our relationship drama for each of the kids. Or, in worst case scenario, it'll be rapid fire allusions to them instead of being fleshed out. They feel like at this point it's either something like that, or we just won't touch on anything, and I don't know which possibility is worse. Also, the side point, they totally agree that Plesiomon's better, nothing against Vikemon, but they really wish Plesiomon got to have a major role in something. I wish we got both. Like, we had both with Holydramon and Ophanimon and Godramon and Seraphimon. I just wish we got, like, both Vikemon and Plesiomon here as well. Big fan. Or Marine Angemon. Either way, pretty cool. Alright everyone, so thanks for joining us on this episode. You can join us next time for episode 62, The Tears of Shakomon, which of course is Angemon and Armadimon's Jogress evolution from 02, who is apparently showing up to do the Begone Thought Face.
I was briefly excited, but then it's not going to be just another weird evolution, so that's good.
Nah, that none sick, of that. Though. Do we have? No, it would have been sick if like it was Angemon's special new evolution, but that would feel weird. But still, it would be good.
And then Iori showed up following a Digivice.
And then Iori showed up. And then Miyako just punched literally half the cast out of pure angst, except for Mimi. She still loves Mimi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we? What are our predictions?
I'm gonna be mad.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I hope that it's going to be good, but. From the preview, it looks like another kind of weird filler episode, which is also feels weirdly placed. Like,
are there any kids who have yet to earn their crests?
I don't think Sora has.
Okay.
But I'm not 100%. I know, it's been kind of weird.
Yeah, Sora's maybe glowed or something. I don't remember.
I think Sora got her love thing, didn't she? Like, did she just get the evolution?
Yeah,
all these episodes are forgettable.
Know.
Yeah, yeah. I remember nothing other than Ho-Oh-Mon existed.
Yeah.
So I guess she probably got it by showing love somehow.
Yeah, or something. Something like that.
Or something. Then became friends.
Remember when Sora had a mother and then that was touched on for like a second and then never again?
Yep.
Oh well. Do we have any other predictions? Or are we just sad?
I'm tired.
Mood. I don't know why I sound like a cow when I said that, but alright. I'm just going back to the farm
predict
now.
I predict I will eventually be excited for Ghost Game. Please let it come out on a different day.
Yeah, please let it be like, not like this. Please, if it could come out on like a Saturday morning, that'd be rad because we could like record Sunday morning at like a good time for everyone or something, I don't know, or like at some point that's not a terrible time for everyone where I'm not gonna fall asleep, but it could be great, but Ghost Game looks good.
It looked pretty okay, and I'm, looking forward to a Digimon series where girls might get to do something again.
And also, that's not adventure.
Yes.
This isn't even adventure. This is just Tai Chi.
Yeah, but it's still Tai Chi's adventure. Like, Tai Chi, the characters are still from adventure. Like, I want a new story like we had with Atmon.
I don't think these are the same characters. Just the same designs.
They're the same designs, but they're inspired by adventure.
I would have definitely appreciated if we could get a smaller cast with bigger personalities.
Which is hopefully what we're getting for Ghost Game. Because there's, from what we can see, three main characters. Which is always promising when we have the three main characters. Because it's less people. Three is a smaller number than eight.
It's true.
I can do basic mathematics.
Clearly not that tired.
I'm so tired. I was able to do some maths. Some quick maths. 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths.
Quick maths.
All of that is true. How many rockets does it take to lift an Eldoradimon?
More than two.
Two, apparently. I don't know. And some wings. And some plot. I don't know.
No, any other predictions? We stopped using the rockets after a bit to just have Metal Greymon try to lift him. Like, was definitely always gonna work.
He just yeets him.
You definitely didn't have a gun that could be a bigger rocket.
No. There was definitely not, Blitz Greymon or War Greymon showing up, which would have been, that would have been logical.
Yeah, but that would have shown him up too much.
Right, exactly. He already showed up out of nowhere and, got the cool evolution sequence in Takaru's episode, so.
That is true. That is very true. I guess we're done with our predictions then. I just want to think about Ghost Game and hopefully, and like, the more I like think about Ghost Game, I'm like kind of like making a little like prayer circle, if that's the right word for it, that makes it good. Like, please can I enjoy this one? I really want to.
Summoning a good season of Digimon.
Yeah, I just surrounded by what Atmon, Tamers, Savers. There aren't enough good seasons of Digimon to make a pentagram.
Nope.
Can I include the manga?
Sure.
Could we throw in the Cyber Sleuth games, maybe?
Yeah, including the video games, yes?
Yeah, then we're fine.
Yeah, if you include everything that's enjoyable from the franchise, you can make a pentagram to summon something that's good. And also, I've been enjoying the Vital Bracelet, so excited to see that.
Yeah, but you're wrong to enjoy the Vital Bracelet, but we can move on.
Fitness is good.
Anyway, so the link dumps in the description. Let's see if I can do the outro when I'm this tired. My eyes are not even open. That's not fun. Well, they're like partially open or one eye's open. There's something going on there with my eyes. Anyway, Red Bubbles. Like, that's in the description too. I think I should call Red Bubble, but I definitely just said Red Bubbles. There are multiple of them. Check that out. You can also contact us and you can pop my Red Bubbles. That just sounds violent. Anyway, comment us, contact us, and stay updated. This is going fantastically. Send us spam to lostintransition@gmail.com. The spam's back. Yay, I'm ecstatic about this. I'm not. You can also comment on this messages or comment on this episode or message us on our website or on our YouTube channel. You can follow us at Transition on Twitter, and you can follow us on Lost in Transition on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And you can also chat with us on the Lost in Transition on Discord server, where I have added the Shell Numamon emote that we can all use now. Yay, exciting things. We also have a discussion thread on With the Will and a red thread in the Digimon subreddit. And we would appreciate it if you would review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast catcher that you use. And if I see the review, I'll read it out on the show. If not, let me know and then I'll read it out on the show. Because if I don't see it, I can't read it. Because I'm not that magical. You can also donate to me on Patreon, and that's linked in the description from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to the Patreon-only areas of our Discord server, but there are higher levels, more rewards, such as unedited episodes and early episodes and more. So check that out if you're interested. And thank you, of course, to our current supporters on Patreon, Joe, Stephen Rees, who is WildWing64 on Archive Our Own, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who you can follow on Twitter at Chisai236, Neobu, who says you should follow Chisai on Twitter at Chisai236, Kyle, Lizmet, who is a Lekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Metal Mamimon, Sam, Anthony, Emery from Gone Will Hunting, a Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast, Magnus, Lucas, JCmon05, Patrick, Jason, and Grey Tanuki. You can also make a one donation on PayPal, which can be found in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. You can also donate to me on my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/airdra. And yes, I'm very tired, so thank you for listening, and thank you for hopefully listening to... I'm just going to have some words there, but I'm just going to give up and I'm just going to pass it on to everyone else. Quinn, can we find you anywhere?
Nope,
just Discord?
Yeah, if you must.
Using the Shell Numamon emote.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Chloe?
I too can be found amongst the Discords.
Using the Shell Numamon emote.
Oh, frequently, most likely, yeah.
Yay! And, Evie?
You can find me over on the Moncast, and you can find me on Twitter at EviePataman, and also on the Discords.
Also, spamming? I don't know why I said spamming the Shell Numamon. Do you want to start spamming the Shell Numamon emote? I don't know.
I'm just going to use it to react to things.
Yeah.
That is fair. It is a good react. That's what they are good. They are react face. That's what emote are. I don't know. Words are hard. So yes, of course, thank you for joining me, my wonderful, wonderful co-host. And thank you for having us in your eardrums, listeners. And also, I guess co-hosts also have me in their eardrums. I'm sorry. I'm very tired. I'm slowly, slowly dying. A very slow death. But I'm vaccinated, so not that bad. But anyway, so thank you for joining me, y'all. And I will see y'all next time when hopefully I can string more than like 3 or 4 words together. See y'all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.